Blog Talk Radio.
Tom on the Radio is on the air. This is Tom O'Neill coming to you from Norfolk, Virginia. On the other end is Steve Baxley from Michigan. Steve, I don't know about you, but I have nothing planned. I just feel a lot of sadness. I feel like I need to vent. So I'm just going to do 45 minutes of it with your help.
Be my guest, because I feel like the world needs to vent today. And it's been, let's just say, a rather hellish 24 hours.
Yes, it has been. Frankly, it started Friday with the memorial service of Muhammad Ali, then the shooting death of the Voices' Christina Grammy, then what happened to me. I had a health scare. I spent Friday night in the hospital. I'll get to that later. Then Saturday night we had the shooting in Orlando that took 50 lives and injured 50 others. And it's been a week, two or three days like no other. I cannot think of days that it's coming from back to back to back like it has. And we didn't even mention, and we need to mention, the death of hockey legend Mr. Hockey Gordie Howe. And somewhere down the road in this conversation, we'll lighten things up with an announcement that happened today. But in the meantime, I just feel sad. I feel helpless. I feel like, first off, let me say, I think you can concur with this, Steve. We are Orlando.
We are. We stand with, and we send our love, our respect, our sympathies, our hugs, our voices, our souls, to one of the most beautiful places on this earth.
And to say that it couldn't get any worse, to think that if it weren't for a sharp L.A. police department, we would have had a tragedy on the West Coast.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So
I'm
thankful that it's not worse, but we cannot discount the fact that we lost 50 innocent lives in a senseless shooting.
This is true. 50 innocents.
And also, as I said earlier, 50 people were injured, and I don't know how badly, but it's just, and the Christina Grammy murder, for lack of a better term, it really makes you think, are you safe anywhere? I mean,
that is a question, Tom, that everyone has asked, but no one, not even those who we look to for an answer, actually have answers.
I mean, two lunatics were involved in the two shooting incident. The Christina Grammy shooting was done by a complete stranger who just wanted to kill this particular person. And the other incident in Orlando was of a lunatic, crazy guy who was on the FBI's radar for years.
Mm-hmm. And nothing was done.
Maybe you have the answer to this question, Steve, but has it been brought up? In a nightclub like as big as Pulse is, how did this man get in that club with that kind of weapon?
I got no idea except that you're going to love this. If we all watched our newscast, the news of your local area, one thing stood out. What was one of the jobs the lunatic, for want of a more better word, had?
Security guard.
Bingo.
So he knew of ways to get in a place like Pulse and not get noticed.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the kind of gun that he had, that kind of gun, I say this in my usual manner, that kind of gun would make cheddar cheese into Swiss cheese in about 5 seconds.
That kind of gun is not a hunting gun. It's a killing gun.
And it targets on spot and to the families of those victims, our sympathies, condolences, and love, and to the family of those injured, we issue and give the same in dual.
We have to mention this, and it kind of pains me to mention it because this, the world we live in today, this could happen anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pointed out that this was at a gay nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're giving a tag to something like this that, look out for the gay nightclubs around the country. This could happen to you. No, this could happen anywhere. It could happen in a supermarket.
In fact, one of the targets this bastard, excuse the expression, but...
If that's the least you can call this person, then, you know, you have my permission to call him more. Because it's...
This bleeping bastard, one of the targets he was also planning to go for was Disney World.
That's what worried me. I mean, it was one of those, and I hate to say this, the lesser of two evils. Can you imagine the chaos this man could have caused if he had gotten through to Disney World and did all this?
I mean, this would have been, this, I mean, I'm speechless for words. If he would have hit, I mean, if he would have, after Pulse, did the same deal with Disney.
It just makes me think, Steve, if he had gotten away with these murders and gotten out alive, the next place he would have hit was Disney World.
Yeah. Plus, after he did this despicable act, and I'm going to say it, I apologize not, but I'm going to say this terrorist act.
No, don't. You have my permission to say what you're going to say.
This vile, vulgar, despicable, barbaric act. He then had the gall to call 911, and they played the 911 tape where he not only admitted to do this, he pledged his allegiance to those heinous dickwads at the ISIS.
I'm speechless. I'm like, I mean, as we said earlier, our thoughts, prayers, and support goes to the friends and family of the victims of this heinous crime.
And I second your motion, Tom. Thank God for the LAPD stopping this other AWOD from doing what he was going to do at a gay pride parade.
I mean,
and he had more ammunition on him that was even more dangerous.
It's incredible. I mean, what society are we? I mean, this is not the society people like Muhammad Ali tried to better. I mean, Ali was all about love. He showed love. He gave love. This is not love. I mean, this is. I mean.
This is fun.
No, I think you're putting that real mildly, Steve. I think barbaric is a mild statement. It's cannibalism.
It's martyrism.
It's martyrism. Certain people have nothing going on in their lives, so they want to die by ruining other people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but some of these barbarians, some of these fuck-ups, for an even better term, they think, I'm going to be a martyr. I'm going to be a martyr for this radical group.
They will remember me forever.
I'm going to go up and meet these 70 virgins by killing a bunch of people. I got news for those AWADs. You ain't going to heaven. And those 70 virgins, they ain't.
In Steve Harvey's words, they're going straight to hell.
Yes, they're going
past the gates, go right to hell.
That's right, and instead of meeting 70 virgins, you're going to be wearing the chaps and butt up for those pitchforks.
Yeah. So, it's all people talked about today. And
I mean,
social media blew up.
Oh, boy, did it ever. I mean, I have never seen, I've never seen Twitter. Damn. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, any of these newfangled chat apps. You are right. This is all they're talking about. And for the same answers, I am. And that question, to the question
why?
Of all questions, and that question
why?
Is why?
Why? I mean, these are people in a nightclub on a Saturday night in Orlando, Florida. The last thing people are thinking about during that time is a crazy lunatic sneaking past security and blasting folks. They were there to have a good time.
They were there to be themselves. They were there to have a good time, to have a great time with their friends, their lovers, their significant others. And in a few brief moments, this bastard goes in and snubs the lights out. This is not the country I grew up with.
No, it's not.
I grew up with a country that cared. I grew up with a country that knew what was happening. I grew up with a country that believed in themselves.
I grew up in a country, Steve, where everybody was welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a country. We're the melting pot, and that includes sexual orientation.
I mean, it don't matter who you pray for. You know what I mean? Who your God is. It doesn't matter who you're in love with. It doesn't matter your race, your creed, your color, your sexual indicatable, your religion. We are all
one people. See, this is why I have a problem with news outlets saying that this shooting happened in a gay nightclub.
The shooting happened in a nightclub.
It could happen on a street corner. Well, it has happened on a street corner.
Or it could happen during a sporting event. It could happen
in
a cafeteria. It could happen anywhere in this world.
We're living in the last days. We're living in a reincarnation of Sodom and Gomorrah. We're living in times where even being indoors is not safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yet alone being out among the public.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, you know, it's been time for action a long time ago. And the unfortunate thing is I don't know what that action is. I mean, I firmly believe in the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe in some of the people
mm-hmm.
who adhere to the Second Amendment. Because what's the saying? Guns don't kill, people do.
Mm-hmm.
A gun itself can't kill by itself. Just like a car cannot drive itself. Somebody has to squeeze the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yes.
As you said, a gun can't kill people alone. They kill
for no particular reason. They don't kill in self-defense. They kill because somebody looks better than they look, or mm-hmm. somebody has more. They're envious. They want somebody's mate or something. They want
there
insurance. All those stupid reasons to snuff out a human life.
There are people who want to, I mean, this, I don't know if I'm saying this right, my apologies, but there are people in other countries that want to kill us because to them, we have a better life. And they want to take that life from us. So they can say,
I have done away with the infidels. I am now one. We are now better than them. We have taken them. They're nothing. They are jealous that we are living in a free society, free to think, free to speak.
It's beyond comprehension that people hate our way of life so much and so bad that they're willing to kill. They're willing to maim. They're willing to terrorize. All because we have freedom.
We have freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. We have freedom to be with who we want to be. We have freedom because we are one. Like I said earlier, it doesn't matter the religion, the sexual orientation. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, blue, yellow, red. We are all one. And there are people...
But those liberties are slowly being chipped away from us.
Yes. Yes. And I will... I got to say this. God bless the Florida police.
Say it.
The Florida police and that battering ram vehicle of theirs punched a couple of holes in the side of the Pulse nightclub to bring out some of the hostages that this bastard kept locked in a bathroom. Didn't use that machine, we would be adding more losses of life to the toll.
Yes. Yes. And like I said, out the outpouring of love and support on Facebook was overwhelming. A GoFundMe account was established for the dead and the injured, and also American Red Crosses throughout the country have been swamped with people wanting to give blood.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to say this, and I know it's going to fall on deaf ears. And I'm going to post on my Facebook page.
Not on this ear, Steve. So, I mean, this is why this show is here, especially for this week, because we need to vent. We need a release. We need to release some frustrations that we've been pinting up for the last few days.
Well, this is my open letter, and I'm going to put it on my Facebook page. I may even do a brief one on Twitter. But to all the politicians, please stop. Don't use tragedies to forward an agenda. If you want to do something that the people want you to do. Don't sit back and say, "Well, we gotta do. Well, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna have gun control. I'm gonna have this. I'm gonna have that." It's tragedies like this that want us to have gun control. I'm telling you this right now, politicians. Hear me out. Act. React. Don't politicize things like this. Be there. Be there for the reason.
But see, this is why I talk about action instead of talk. But you know, tragedy brings out the best in people, and it brings out the worst in people.
Yep.
And I go along with you, but I know one of those people you're talking about, that will fall on deaf ears because, number one, this person is not a politician, and secondly, he could care less.
I agree.
I'm sorry. Supposed to try to be politically correct, but this is why I don't want this particular person to be the 45th president, because there is no tact, there's no empathy, there's nothing. Just
I agree.
Just business. Just business.
And
you can't run. You can't run a country on business.
And by the way, political correctness. I could give an F on political correctness. I am so.
That too. Yeah.
I am so politically incorrect. It makes Bill Maher look like a saint. And,
right.
I've had it with people wanting certain individuals forcing political correctness down my throat. I want to vomit on them.
Yes,
We all have a right to speak our minds. Let us do that.
Which is a kind of a good transition to go from tragedy talk to stupidity talk. This is Tom on the Radio. We're talking about sports, media, and life. We talked mostly about life the first segment of the show. I think we've vented sufficiently, and we will move forward to a topic that kind of similar to what you was just talking about. There was this blonde sportscaster in Florida that is the sideline reporter for the Tampa Bay Rays. She was live on Facebook with three other guys talking about things in life, and it got kind of vulgar and insensitive, and she participated in that vulgarity and insensitivity, and her employer today told her to take a hike.
Or as we like to say with affection, open mouth, ensure insert entire PLS shoe source.
Yeah, she stuck her size 8 foot in her mouth. Freedom of speech is very important in life, and it's understandable, but in these days of PC, especially if you are in the electronic media, there are just some things, and sometimes you don't speak.
And if you're in the type of media that could get you, say, a national gig, hey, you say some key words, you may be back doing farm reports in Keokuk, Iowa.
Oh, they don't even want her. It takes me back to a year ago when a certain blonde ESPN sportscaster made some insensitive remarks, served a 30-day suspension, but she got her job back. I guess my thinking is if you are blonde, you stand a better chance out of the gutter and keep your job than an average Joe.
Oh, yeah. But to this lady, I understand not even the home shopping networks are hiring her.
To go from the penthouse, not saying Sun Sports Florida is a penthouse, but when you consider the alternative, that's just funny. She was in the penthouse one day, and the next day she's on street corners. Not literally, but
no, but
Steve, what
does
this show? If this shows, you have freedom of speech, unless you are a public figure.
That is correct.
And you know, when we first started our show, my show, 8 years ago, it was much easier to get people that have some notoriety about them to come on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are so worried about every little thing you say, and especially if it's archived or if it's posted.
Mm-hmm.
People are not going to talk as much as they used to. And, you know, even if you have your own show, like we have our own show, we have to, in a way, watch what we say. I mean, we tempered how we really felt about what happened over the weekend. But mm-hmm. I think if you could tell by the tones in our voices, I think those who listen completely got what we were talking about. We didn't mm-hmm. have to resort to words that rhyme with duck.
This is true.
So
it's hard to censor let's put it this way. It's hard to censor yourself, but you learn. You learn to replace words with words that will sort of calm the tide, as it were.
And you don't go on visual blogs doing the same thing other vile hosts of that same show did.
This is true. This is true.
I mean, she doesn't have a legal leg to stand on because there is that evidence that's in perpetuity
mm-hmm.
that will follow her the rest of her life.
That's right.
By the way, this is a very good basketball game, and if we have time a little later on, it might probably won't hear an ending, but I just find it funny. I don't find it funny, so we'll go on to another topic. We lost history last week with the passing of Muhammad Ali. And those of us in a different location and in a different era lost history also with the passing of Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey, who won 4 Stanley Cups with the Detroit Red Wings, who was an influence to many, many former and current hockey players.
Mm-hmm.
Two things I want to tap on with about Mr. Hockey. The NHL was in a bad position, and I will give them that because they had to acknowledge the situation in Orlando before the game last night. And when I saw that, I thought they completely forgot about Gordie Howe. But at the beginning of the second period of that same game, they did a very, very, very touching and nice video tribute to Mr. Hockey. So I guess the NHL made up for that, for what they had to do.
Yes, they did. In fact, when Pittsburgh won, I sort of wrote down something. I forgot to post it on Facebook. I was going to post it along with the 2 Penguins and the Stanley Cup. My thought was going to be this. Started the season wild and unpredictable. We ended it with not only a march of the Penguins, but with one great line. How sweet it is. And how
Steve, you are such a wordsmith, man. The second thing I want to bring up about Mr. Hockey. That's great. Another thing that's been brought up, not only probably in the state of Michigan where you're at, but on social media as well. The Red Wings are building a brand new state-of-the-art arena in downtown Detroit that should be ready to go in 2017. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's called the Little Caesars Arena. There is a growing groundswell to change the name of that place to honor Mr. Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, say yes. I think Mr. Mike Ilitch, who owns the Tigers and the Red Wings, will probably, he has done a heck of a lot, not just for Detroit, but for the state of Michigan. I think this would be his crowning jewel if he renames that arena the Gordie Howe Arena.
I second that emotion, but I also add an addendum. I also add something else. If he'd rather stay with the Little Caesars Arena name, then how about naming the rink the Gordie Howe Rink?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I think that would be a great compromise.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a great compromise. He still has his corporate, but the surface that the team plays on will be forever linked to Mr. Hockey. I think it would be a great. That would be great. So I think something along those lines, something mm-hmm. that we just talked about, that's going to happen before the first regular season game because the groundswell is just going to be too much for Mike Ilitch to ignore.
That is true. And by the way, that idea, like that idea of naming the rink the Gordie Howe Rink or the arena the Gordie Howe Arena, I give that a 9.
So I hope that happens.
I do too.
On a lighter note, and we need to lighten this up because life is not about doom and gloom. Life is about victories. Life is about milestones. And the Detroit Lions today conquered a milestone. They got in the 21st century.
Say it, brother.
For the first time in the team's history, the Detroit Lions will have an official cheerleading squad.
Yes. We're a football team now.
So they got out of the Neanderthal into the here and now, and I must thank Martha Firestone for doing what should have been done decades ago.
I'll tell you one thing. There are a lot of Lions fans that are ready to give this woman a kiss on the cheek.
Above the belt and below the belt.
because this is a woman who said long ago they were wanting to put cheerleaders, but old Henry wouldn't hear of it. But now, to borrow a line.
Oh, you mean William Clay?
Oh, yes. And to borrow a line, and with apologies, humble that they are, cheer at last, cheer at last. Thank God Almighty, we'll cheer at last.
Cheer at last. Well, that's great. I mean, now you only have a handful of NFL teams that don't have cheerleaders. And the Detroit Lions are not one of them. So that forfeit is going to be kind of, if nothing else, as more raucous than it usually is on a Sunday afternoon, at least they'll have some eye candy that we can look at when the Lions get blown out.
Yes, at least we don't have to look at Rory or the guy that sings Forward on the Field. Now we got something to actually look at.
Yes. Yes, there is a God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now we can just get a football team.
You know what they say, Tom? God does move in mysterious ways.
With wonders to perform.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, looks like the Cleveland Cavaliers are not ready to call it a season as of yet. Looks like we might be going to a game six the way it's going. I mean, does Draymond Green mean that much to the Golden State Warriors? I think so, but at least the Cavaliers are not cavalier about the end of the season. So I would say thankful because, hey, that means game six will be Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see Gus McCloud and those Cleveland Cavalier pumps again.
Although we can't see them on air. And I will say this, the sound that you're about to hear, that sound is coming from the land of New York City and the offices of the American Broadcasting Company, ABC.
Yes.
They get a finals to enjoy.
And it's going to be a scene. It's going to be a scene in the land, as they call it. A couple more things before we run out of time. ABC, by the way, started the five-part O.J. Simpson miniseries, O.J. Made in America, Saturday night. And I tell you, I was riveted for 2 hours. I can't wait to watch part two tomorrow. There were a lot of things about Orenthal James Simpson I did not know until I saw that episode. Man, I think, and I really think this now, O.J. Simpson got away with murder.
Mm-hmm.
He had motive. He had opportunity.
Bingo.
And he had the reason to do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But this was one time, and for the most part, our justice system works properly. But this was one time, but it's the most notorious one time, in my personal opinion, where the justice system failed.
Mm-hmm. You'll get no argument from me.
And Johnny Cochran, God rest his soul, and I'm sure he's in that Supreme Court in heaven somewhere. I'm sure he's like thinking to himself, I did my job. And he did.
Yes,
he did do his job. He worked with what he had,
mm-hmm.
and he got Simpson off. But
mm-hmm.
our God is a just and fair God.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you get away with something, that don't mean you get away with something. Look at the
That's
life
right.
O.J. Simpson has had since the
mm-hmm.
trial.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't wish that life on my worst enemy.
Plus, and I don't know